from the start with many of the radio stations I've had a talking to. So,
oh yeah, you probably well, you probably remember my first Halloween stunt here with coming out of Thriller with a little Christmas music.
Well, and when Corey and I were doing the first playlist for the first Halloween, he went through a list. I'll have to pull out that list, Dave. You might like it. It was about a dozen to two dozen songs that we could spike in on Halloween.
I think we should do that.
I think they're still in Enco. I put them in there in the automation. So, okay. But you know me, I like the rock side. So he had like yep. Ozzy in there. He had a Don't Fear the Reaper. And during my shift, I think you heard about every rock Halloween song you could spike in. It was awesome. It was
fun. I think you should do that because it'll be on a Thursday night and you'll be on, you know, I think you should do that for your show that night.
Okay, I you won't have to twist my arm too hard. I'll do that definitely.
All right, let's plan on that. So, Mace, anything you want to add before we let you get back to your morning cup of coffee there?
You know, it's already finished because, again, I'm not the guy who gets up real early. It'll be the second cup of coffee coming up in a little bit. No, I'm just happy to be back once again, you know, playing the tunes here on Max FM and just to be part of the Civic family. I've been helping out behind the scenes even after Corey and I moved up and moved on from owning. And I'm just, you know, thrilled to be back to be able to help out in the evening. And weather-wise, you will probably hear a little more weather spiked out in the evening or talked about in the evening. Especially when we have snow and such. And even here in the morning, Dave, if you need me to join you in the morning, if we have that first big snowstorm coming up, I will be up and, you know, Corey will be. And we talk weather. That's what we know best. So happy to be part of the family, but happy to talk a lot of weather, too, if you ever need it.
We'll definitely keep that in mind. We're glad to have you here helping out in this capacity and in the added capacity. So we're so happy to have, again, you'll be on 8 to midnight every weeknight. That's a plan for the time being. And we're excited to have you back, Mace. Are you excited to be back?
Oh, of course I'm excited to be back. You know, and I think my folks, you know, they really helped me along through all the years of getting into broadcasting and meteorology. And then now when I, you know, mom and dad forget that I'm on the air TV-wise up here, you know, in Minnesota at times, I have to remind them, I'm like, you know, you guys helped pay for my degree. You might as well, all those years of me pestering you with weathercasts and pointing at a wall in the bedroom, you might as well watch. Don't watch the other guys. Watch
right.
me. Listen to me. So that's what I'll say to everybody. Thank you for listening to me and putting up with me, and you'll get your weather and music a lot in the evening.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Mace, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for being here for us. We are so glad to have you back on Max FM every weeknight, 8 p.m. to midnight. Mace, thank you again. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too, Dave. Thank you. You're the big guy who got this across, so I want to thank you as well. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, I'm glad to have you here. We wanted someone with experience in the role, and we know you've got that covered for us, right?
Yes, yes. That just means I'm old, but yes, I can do it smoothly. I appreciate it.
You bet. Well, we look forward to hearing you right in about 12 hours, Mace, so okay. We'll be ready for that.
Chat with you then.
All right, sounds good. Hope you have a great rest of your day. All right, we better get back in. We're going to start up with a little bit of news here, and then I'll have our Pets of the Week shortly on Max FM.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Avoiding the scale after filling up on those summertime treats? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce your appetite, and increase your fat-burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy to supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Check them out at RemedyMeIV.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A man arrested near a Trump rally in California over the weekend released. Police say 49-year-old Ben Miller had illegal guns, ammunition, and fake passports in his car, but he is not believed to have carried out any threats against Donald Trump. Jury selection begins today in the long-awaited trial of a man accused of killing two young teenage girls in Indiana 7 years ago.
13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German were last seen going for a walk on a local hiking trail. Their bodies were found the next day. Authorities have not released details on how Abby and Libby were killed, but prosecutors say prison recordings and communications reveal Richard Allen confessed to the crimes more than 60 times. The defense attributed those confessions to a decline in his mental health.
ABC's Allison Kosick. The Nobel Memorial Economics Prize awarded to a trio of researchers who study the root causes of why some countries fail. This is
Now this news update in Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. A fatal shooting at a Milwaukee youth flag football game Saturday afternoon on the city's south side. The stadium was cleared while police took a 47-year-old man struck by the gunfire to a hospital. He later died. Milwaukee police are looking for a suspect. A standoff with a man with a sword in Menasha. When police there arrived at a business Sunday morning, they found broken glass and a 34-year-old man inside armed with a large sword. Other agencies joined in as a canine unit was sent in several hours later to take the man into custody. He faces several charges. And a Christmastime tradition returns to Wisconsin. The Canadian Pacific Railroad's holiday train will again make its way across the state to raise awareness and funds to combat hunger. The journey begins in Sturtevant December 7th, and it concludes in La Crosse on the 9th. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 50. Tonight, clearing overnight. Our low, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. By Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high back up to 59. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. It is almost 8:09 on Monday morning. Coming up next, we will have our Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. And there's something else I better mention because it's the last day for that as well. So then after that, we'll have Calendar Days and Hanging with Havel and Maddie right around 8:30. Here is Kenny Loggins with Footloose on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 8:12 a.m. on Monday morning. That was Kenny Loggins, Footloose. Yeah, I'm kind of dancing around in the studio here today. And yeah, there's a reason we don't have cameras in the home studio or in the Max FM studio. No one wants to see me attempting to dance around. That is probably a better way to put it. So we want to thank Mace Michaels for joining us a few minutes ago. So Mace will be on every weeknight from 8 p.m. to midnight. So join him tonight. We look forward to having him on board with us. And like he said before, he was with Max FM when it first started. He still was doing weather. So we just have him back on weeknights now. And as I mentioned when we were talking with Mace, working on getting a morning show co-host to get with me as well. Hopefully going to get some things finalized on that yet this week. So I'll be sending some text messages this morning to work on that. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today it will be partly sunny with high 52, a possibility showers late in the day. Tonight showers are likely gradually clearing with a low of 33. On Tuesday, sunny, a high of 51. Tuesday night, widespread frost is expected, as Mace mentioned. We're looking at a low right around 27 degrees. On Wednesday, sunny, a high of 59. Thursday, it's looking to be sunny with a high of 65 as we get into the weekend. Highs near 70 and sunny. Going to be a beautiful weekend ahead. You know, it doesn't feel like October right at this moment. Currently, it is 40 degrees outside. All right, we need to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. I'm looking at a very beautiful cat this morning. Marbles is a one-year-old female with a dark tortie coat. She was timid at first, but has definitely come out of her shell and enjoys time in the socialization room. Marbles is pretty calm and an independent gal who enjoys exploring her surroundings. She likes toys, some lap time, and a scratch to stretch and sit up on. Marbles would certainly enjoy a cat tree or some option to watch the outside world go by. Marbles will be spayed and microchipped and up to date on vaccines before going home. Bo is a handsome 3-year-old Border Collie Husky mix looking for an active family to keep him entertained. Bo is the all-around great package. He does well with other dogs, cats, and could share his home with children. He loves to go outside, go for walks or hikes, and does very well on a leash. He knows how to sit, shake, and loves tennis balls. Anybody up for a game of fetch? Bo is neutered and will be microchipped and up to date on all vaccines before going home. Definitely, Bo is a very beautiful looking dog. As a reminder, National Fetch Day is this Saturday, October 19th. Get out there with your pooch and get a game of fetch going. Bo thinks it would be wonderful to have a great home full of tennis balls to celebrate that day. So maybe we can get Bo home for that day. That would be fantastic. We want to see both these pets get wonderful homes. Also, with the Halloween and holiday season rapidly approaching, the next several weeks will be filled with candy and other holiday goodies. It is important to remember to keep the goodies secured and away from our pets. Many of the candles, sweeteners, and high-fat content of our favorite treats can be bad for our pets. Chocolate is probably the biggest culprit. If you know or suspect your pet has eaten chocolate, notify your vet immediately. If your vet is unavailable, call the Pet Poison Hotline at 855-213-6680. If your pet is showing any symptoms, it's important to get them to an emergency vet sooner than later. Prevention is the best medicine. Keep these items away from your pet and remind children the importance of your pet not having access. And if you do get that, make sure you get a hold of your vet immediately. It is so important. The Sauk County Humane Society needs some donations. This includes canned dog and cat food, bleach, Dawn, laundry detergent, and volunteers. If you're able to donate these items or volunteer or want to see these wonderful pets of the week, go to saukhumane.org. Also, as a reminder, People Helping People has got a great event coming up later on this month, and we are excited about this. You know, anytime we get to do something with People Helping People, we love it. And it is their 10th annual Fall Festival, Brat Fry Bake Sale and Sidewalk Sale. That is Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters. They're located at 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Your purchase will help support their Holiday Adopt-A-Family program. This menu includes pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef franks, chips, soda, or water. PHP's Adopt-A-Family program provides low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. They thank you for your support. Again, the PHP Fall Festival, Brat Fry Bake Sale and Sidewalk Sale, Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters. For more information about them or to make a donation, go to phpwisconsin.org. As I mentioned earlier, I want to remind everyone that loves a certain delicious food item as much as myself, well, and Corey Hartman, I'll just throw him in there. The last day of the Culver's Curter Burger is today. So if you have not got a Curter Burger, today is your last opportunity, provided they still have those left. I don't know the status of that of our local Culver's, so may have to do a little research. So today is your last chance to get the Culver's Curter Burger. If you want to know how Dave has his, I just have a tomato on it and throw some marinara sauce on it. That is the best way to have that Curter Burger, in my opinion. The only warning I will give you is it sometimes gets a little bit messy and then it might end up on your shirt. So yeah, so today's the last day for that. And so Culver's is doing something else kind of interesting. Tomorrow's National Cheese Curd Day. So they are going to bring their brand new hot honey cheese curds. So yes, those look interesting. I'm not so sure about those. I'm not a real spicy type of person, but might have to try it just to try it. So, yep, that is going to be interesting. So, if you're into the Curter Burger, today is your last warning for that. Okay, it is More Music Mornings with Dave. I'm going to get a look at our calendar days coming up shortly. And, of course, we have Hanging with Hobble and Maddie. We're going to get them up right before 8:30. They've got quite a bit to talk about after that Packer game on Max FM.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9888. Or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and cellplus.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Jordan Love passed for 258 yards and four touchdowns to lead the Packers to their second consecutive win, 34-13, over the Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau Field on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Christian Watson and Jaden Reed each caught a touchdown pass, and Romeo Doubs hauled in a pair while the Packers rushed for 179 yards. On the ground. Elsewhere in the NFC North, the Lions improving to 4-1, crushing Dallas 47-9, and the Bears improved to 4-2, rolling to a 35-16 win over Jacksonville. Football Badgers crushed Rutgers 42-7 on Saturday. Running back Toe Walker ran for 198 yards and three touchdowns in the win. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team pulled off a two-game sweep of third-ranked Minnesota Duluth with a 7-3 win on Sunday. Badgers off to a 6-0 start this season. Ninth-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team sweeping Northwestern on Sunday, while Marquette took three from Villanova. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 50. Tonight, clearing overnight. Our low, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. By Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high back up to 59. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. 99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is almost 8:23 on Monday morning. Here is Genesis, Misunderstanding on Max FM.
Some kind of mistake. Ooh, must be.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. Going on 8:26 on Monday morning. We are going to go through calendar days somewhat quickly because we do have Maddie and Havo ready to go for Hanging with Havo. Today is National Kick Butt Day. If there's a bad habit you want to kick in the butt, today is the day to do that. Today is National I Love You Day. Make your loved one smile on National I Love You Day. So I can say I love my wife so much. So see, I've got that one out of the way if she's listening. And she probably didn't even know that day existed. I know I didn't. Also, today is Columbus Day. It is also Be Bald and Be Free Day. So, yes, that is a good one. National Dessert Day. Let them eat cake with every meal. So, yes. And it is also Indigenous People Day. So, that is all on October 14th. So, I still am loving National Dessert Day. So, I've got cake sitting right around the corner. So, I'm going to have to go try some of that. So thank you for hanging out with me this morning. I'm going to have Maddie and Havel up next on Max FM.
Good morning. I'm Maddie Jones, and it is time for another edition of Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. Our Packers expert, Chris Havel, is going to join us in just moments as we recap that game yesterday at Lambeau Field between the Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals. Hanging with Havel on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
It's time for Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, joins us for a sixth NFL season. He is a two-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press Gazette, and now in his 24th season as the host of Sportsline, 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Havel on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm. Good morning, Chris. How are you on this Victory Monday?
Maddie, I am great on a Victory Monday. I am doing so well. I'm doing almost as good as the NFC North. That's how good I'm doing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, let's start there since you brought it up. When you look at the top teams in the NFC right now, three of them are coming from the NFC North, right? I mean, this is kind of unprecedented. It's still early in the season, so I know a lot of things can change, always injury and as the season progresses. But right now, the NFC North looks like the division to beat this year for the NFC. What is your take on that?
17-5, the division as a whole, 11-3 against the NFC, including Dallas just getting shellacked by the Lions. The Bears taking care of business against Jacksonville. Not a big shock there. However, Caleb Williams looking really, really good. And the Vikings,
yes.
I mean, they're still 5-0, and they had the week off, so they're going to get ready now coming out, and we'll take it from there. But I said in the pregame yesterday on Green Bay Game Day on The Fan, Maddie, that the defense, because we always do our one big thing.
Yes.
I said the front seven, in particular the pass rush, don't need sacks necessarily, but I need a lot of pressure on Kyler Murray. I need them to make it very, very hard and difficult for that guy to succeed and to do his job.
Yeah.
Because I see the Bears, Caleb Williams, it's looking like they're the real deal. The Lions are the Lions. I mean, the only question going into that Dallas game, are they going to score 30 or 40?
Right.
And the Vikings, even with now Aaron Jones banged up, which is why you moved down to Josh Jacobs at 5-0. So, again, 11-3 against the NFC, really 10-2 because that was a head-to-head Vikings-Packers, still the only interdivision game. But right now the NFC North, far and away the best division in football.
Absolutely. And let's start with the defense, since you brought up the defensive side of the ball. I mean, one of the things we talked about on Friday was the fact that Kyler Murray could beat you in several different ways. He could do it on the ground with his legs. I mean, the dude can run up to 21 miles per hour, which is crazy for a quarterback, right? And he can also do it through the air because he's got a big arm. He'd only thrown two picks and no picks yesterday, if I recall. But
That is correct.
A lot of turnovers,
no
though.
Interceptions, but three fumbles forced and lost or recovered, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, so let's start with the defense because we needed the front seven to show up in a big way. There's been a lot of talk over the last couple of weeks about where is Rashawn Gary? What happened to Kenny Clark? Dudes got their money. Now all of a sudden they're not going to play. That's the fans on social media, by the way. But it was good to see them. I mean, Kenny Clark was basically through that line on a majority of the snaps. You had Rashawn Gary playing kind of all over the place yesterday. And it just look like a front seven who is really starting to figure things out. Now, hopefully this goes forward and not just a sign of what the Cardinals line looks like. Hopefully this is a sign that the Halfley defense front seven is starting to get it together just a little bit.
Well, the beat goes on with the forcing of the turnovers. Mm-hmm. And I guess whether it's through the air with interceptions or it's forcing fumbles with punching it out and being really clever, Evan Williams plays like he's a veteran.
Love him.
Edgerrin Cooper got a ton more snaps. Now, the final snap counts aren't out yet, but five tackles, two assists, seven total, and also a tackle on special teams if you needed it. Edgerrin Cooper, his presence felt. Evan Williams mentioned four tackles, the tackle for loss and the forced fumble. And Javon Bullard, the other guy, we talked about those three rookies in the game at the end, crunch time against the Rams, what was going to happen the following week against Arizona. Bullard, seven tackles total, tackle on special teams if you needed it, but really a big tackle along the sideline. Now, he had one missed tackle, but all of that coming together, I think, for the Packers. Now, you look at the sack total, I guess you're supposed disappointed you didn't get any. But on the other hand, I do think, and I'm curious to see if you agree, that the front for Kenny Clark and those cats, Carl Brooks, they didn't get the sacks, but I think they were inside Kyler Murray's helmet. He looked like he'd be almost anywhere else rather be than at Lambeau Field.
Oh, totally agree with that. Totally agree. And one of the things I'm going to say is Javon Bullard made life really hard for Kyler Murray. Because of Javon Bullard's speed and because of how Halfley is playing him now, or did yesterday, I should say, and maybe that's something that we're going to see for the remainder of the season, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But he was shutting down any of those lanes that Kyler Murray may have had open, which I think also helped because when you have the front seven basically in Kyler Murray's face, and then you have no lane to run, thanks to Javon Bullard, it was a recipe for a very nice day and not a lot of yards on the ground for Kyler Murray, which I think was probably the thing that a lot of people were most worried about, right? Because if he can't throw it, and obviously the backfield of the Packers defense is a lot stronger, or at least had been going into this game, if he wasn't going to get it through the air, he was probably going to run on you. But Halfley shut it all down, thanks to those big guys on the front. And it was good to see him show up, though, was it not?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think they were active. They were part of it. Kenny Clark's best game, I think, just eye test anyway.
Yeah.
Very active. But I think sometimes I'm not only searching still to find out what Jeff Halfley's all about defensively, to really get a beat on him, like it appears the opposing offenses, but also, as I'm watching this, wondering how I recalculate my expectations of defining what is really a good day for the defense and what isn't, because like it or not, and who doesn't love it, actually, that they force turnovers. I don't care how they come in bunches, and they're number one in the NFL at it, so I love that part of it, but I got to kind of recalculate, because I thought they controlled the game in the run game.
Yes, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It wasn't perfect, it wasn't always pretty. But I think they controlled that part of it and then were very, very aggressive on the back end. And Evan Williams, clearly the coaches, Maddie, are doing a great job because you look at the rookies. Now, we were all wanting maybe more sooner, all that, but that's why we're not coaches, and they are bringing them along where then they have setting them up for success, I guess is the way to put it. And all three of those rookies in the defense in particular, I mean, in general, boy, looks like that because they are confident, they're playing fast, they're playing smart, and they're just rookies.
Yeah. And you look at what is happening with this defense right now. And you and I alluded to it on Friday, if our listeners were able to catch part of that conversation. They did exactly what we were hoping they were going to do, right? Because you now have Javon Bullard playing the corner. You have Evan Williams back there with Xavier McKinney. And now you've got Edgerrin Cooper out on the field a whole lot more with Quay Walker, which I think gives Quay Walker a lot more support just because of Edgerrin Cooper's speed. And it looked like almost, I don't say this dramatically, but it looked almost like a different defense out there yesterday.
Edgerrin Cooper is so fast. He can outrun his mistakes. He can outrun Quay Walker's mistakes sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty good when you get the rookie covering for the veteran, because Walker, he was a beast with 11 combined tackles and one for loss. He took some bad angles. I don't know how you fix that, Maddie, because it's, you got to start with A gap, B gap, C, and just really put it on a board with him or what. But it's like he's trying to play. He must have been really bad at peekaboo. Had no idea. Hide and seek. Quay Walker's still looking for Maddie and Max and the entire family. It's like, man, we start all over?
For a guy who's out on the field as much as he is, I still can't get over how sometimes he's going the opposite direction from everybody else. It's just, it's kind of weird to me. And yesterday you saw it a few different times, but you're right. I think having a guy like Cooper out there who is a whole lot faster, you have Bullard now coming up from the backfield, it really covers up some of those mistakes and maybe lets Quay Walker do a little bit less. At least I think that's what we're hoping, because really at that linebacker position, and I don't want to lament on it too much, but it's been the weak link in this defense for quite some time. I mean, it really is. And for a lot of teams, it is. I'm not just picking on the Packers
here. No, you're right. That's a great point you make right there. That's a lot of teams, because I don't want to get all zen on you, but the fact of the matter, learning a new defense, it's easier, just common sense, for the back end and the front. Mm-hmm. And then those guys in the middle that have to make the most decisions, make sure that they get everybody right, communicate everything. We put a lot of pressure on them and expect them to progress at the same rate as everyone else on defense, when clearly they have the most responsibility and probably the most thankless job in some cases, because a guy makes an interception on the back end or a corner's got him blanketed. Great. You miss one tackle, you make 11, you miss one, and we're going, man, Walker, I don't know. Now, it wasn't just one, but I do think, and this, I don't want to get too zen on it, but do you think there's anything to this, that with the rookies, when Jeff Hafley talks, they really take it literally?
Yeah.
And they don't, versus veterans, because it seems like in this defense, other than Xavier McKinney, and again, he's a heck of a player, and he's really smart, and it's new to him, too.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they take it literally, where some of the veterans are just now kind of joining the party.
Right. And maybe it's just the fact that this is the first NFL defense they've ever been in. So they are going to take it maybe, I don't want to say more seriously, but they're going to take the words to heart just a little bit more than maybe some of the vets who have had different coaches, different experiences as they've gone.
Oh, they don't put their own twist or spin on half these intentions.
Right, exactly.
When he speaks, Maddie, he takes great pains to be specific and precise. It seems like when we hear him talk, that's why you and I are both so impressed. And I don't think they just say, what does coach say? Ask any question, what does coach say we should do in that situation? That's what we do.
I don't know. I've got to tell you, there's times when I listen to Jeff Hafley speak that I want to suit up and play for him, because he's just that kind of guy. When you hear him at the podium, he can excite you, and he's really good at being able to talk scheme without making it go over the top of your head. I mean, he's just that kind of guy, and he brings a whole lot of enthusiasm as well. And he seems like the kind of guy who really supports his players. And
he seems so sincere.
He does. And I hope that's true. I hope that's what he's actually
because how do we know for sure, but
I don't know. I think we can tell where he's at as a coach by how this team has come around over the last few weeks. And we knew at the start of the season the defense was going to be a work in progress, right? There were a lot of bad habits that had been started under former coaches. And we'll just leave it at that. We all know who we're talking about at this point. We know that there were a lot of bad habits and things that they had to change. And we knew last year that there were a lot of guys who were playing maybe out of position position or maybe playing somewhere not quite suited to them. And so Halfley really had to figure out who he had and what they were really good at. And you can't do that in the offseason program when it's only a few days here and a few days there, and then boom, you're in training camp, right? Mm-hmm. And that's so strict in the NFL now, too. It really takes a coach time to get his players on the field and to really figure out what they're made of and to see where their strengths and their weaknesses are. And I think maybe, hopefully yesterday was that turn of the corner where he's starting to see who his players are, where they're best positioned to be on the field, because it really truly did. It's been a good defense, but it looked like a different defense yesterday. It really did from start to finish.
I thought so too, and I just want to kind of give you the viewpoint. It's interesting, the broadcasters talking about and making a big note of the first down disparity, 11-1 or 14-1, and how telling that was. But the fact of the matter is that you don't have 14-1 without the one.
Right.
You know, and it kind of was skewed towards the offense. You know, it was like praiseworthy of the Packers' offense, 14 first downs and then just one for the Cardinals. Well, the big story here, I hate to say, was the one for the Cardinals.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and you felt maybe a little bit of a momentum change there towards the end of the first half with the Bo Melton slip that ended up being an interception. I mean, let's face it, we both know, and anybody who watched the game, the weather was not great for a football game early on. But I don't know, I think Packers fans relish those moments, right? When it's wet or when it's snowy, depending on what the season is. But it was, you know, not a great moment for Bo Melton out on the field. And you felt a little bit of a swing, but by the time, you know, they came back from the half, they had shaped up. They knew what they needed to fix, and they were ready to roll into the second half. And I think with that, we should move over to the offensive side of the ball.
Sounds
because
good.
Oh my goodness. So this offense, I mean, did Matt LaFleur first and foremost call a really fun game? He called a fun game yesterday. If you're
a
football
fan. I thought the screens were timed up beautifully.
Yeah.
Executed there. Isn't it so much fun, Maddie, when you watch the play unfold on a screen to Emmanuel Wilson and you're going, this is a big play, and he hasn't even caught the ball yet, but there's only one defender in the picture, three blockers, and Wilson waiting for the pass right on his numbers. That's going to be a big play.
Well, and let's be honest, we just mentioned Bo Melton with the slip on the field and then the interception that was towards the end of the first half, but then Matt LaFleur just starts showing off with the jet sweep to Bo Melton. I mean, come on now. He was having a whole lot of fun deep in his playbook, and it was fun to see. Mainly
within
because
a whisker of Melton taking that to the house.
I know, yeah. There was only one guy between him, and that guy just basically got a fingertip on him, otherwise that was gone. But I thought it was interesting, and when you have your full complementary of offense, right? And your quarterback's feeling himself and feeling better. The knee looked good yesterday. I know he's going to be in the brace, Jordan Love, for a while to protect it and to make sure that it's healing properly. But when you have your full complementary of players on offense, this is what you get, right? I mean, this is what the Matt LaFleur offense is going to look like. So they built up the big lead. And they had a very productive and efficient passing game. And then basically this offense just slammed the door shut with the run game and the defense and all of the takeaways. And it was really, truly a perfect script going into this Cardinals game, I thought, from my perspective.
I got to tell you, you know, and we bring up the offensive side of the thing. I got to compliment the Packers on a complimentary game well played.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, offense, defense pulling together.
Maybe since the Chiefs game last season. I would say since the Chiefs game.
I got to make a note of that because I think you're probably right.
I thought that it was the most complimentary game they've played since the Chiefs last season. That would be my take on it.
And that was at home and the whole, a worthy opponent and a mobile quarterback, all of that. I thought the complimentary football was outstanding. The fact that Jordan Love, after a slow start, was able to just get on a roll, which tells you, again, you know, he's still feeling it a little bit and working there. But LaFleur, with his play calling, I mean, he can dial up a lot of different things. And bringing Romeo Doubs back into the fold.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
You know, I don't want to make too much out of Doubs' facial expressions or lack thereof because he seemed fairly unemotional, but I don't know what that means. I do know he was targeted four times, caught three passes for 49 and two touchdowns.
Had a heck of a day.
And a great touchdown. His strength of hands and arms to keep that ball from being stripped on the touchdown catch, the first one. Romeo Dobbs is a really, 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 I don't know, one, two, three, don't care, really good receiver.
He is, absolutely. And what I appreciate is even if Dobbs wasn't showing a lot of emotion, the team was. The team was showing emotion around him. And they love this guy. They absolutely love this guy. And that was pretty obvious from the reaction to his play on the field. And I think that says more about this team's character than probably anything you get off of during a game, right? I mean, this was a weird situation. I don't know if we know the full scope of actually what happened. We never really will because it's the Packers and they keep that information very private. You've got different reports out there. You know, there was everything from he was upset to where his position was as a receiver on the team to him basically addressing the press this week himself, saying that, no, that didn't have anything to do with it. He was kind of in his own head because he had some family stuff going on. The truth lies somewhere in there, right? But at the same time, even if he didn't show up for practice, even if he was suspended by the team for that, it was pretty obvious that these players want him on the field. And they're good with having Romeo Dobbs out there. So it was.
They
it
want
was
him
good
on the
see.
Field. Jordan Love wants him on the field.
Right?
And Romeo Dobbs, upon second thought, wants to be on the field. And he, regardless of and his facial expression, I'm just gonna, this is again just kind of read in, but one of maybe humility.
Yeah.
I didn't see him, you know, slamming the spike in the ball or trying to show someone up or any of that.
Yeah.
What I saw out of him was a guy there to be determined, focused, locked in, do my job because I have to earn back. I high-fiving and backslapping my teammates and yada yada because I made a big play. Well,
yeah.
What if they don't reciprocate?
Right. Yeah.
I got to work through this a little bit. They have to come to me, but I got to earn and give them a reason for them to have to come to me. He earned it from LaFleur because LaFleur said, yeah, we're coming to you. We're sticking with you. Jordan Love literally came to him because he threw it to him, and then he delivered, and this is a process. But when you have three catches and two of them go for touchdowns, Maddie, I think nobody can question Dobbs' professionalism in terms of being prepared to play.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Speaking of guys who wouldn't take any credit, and I'm going to go back to the defense here for just 1 second, and then we'll come back to the offense. I thought it was interesting that after Evan Williams did the whole peanut punch of the ball, and Jair tried to get him over into the end zone to celebrate with the rest of the defense, Evan Williams just simply quietly went back over to the bench, sat down, didn't partake in any of the celebration to the point where Jair even went over to him like, dude, I tried to get you over there. Why didn't you celebrate? And Evan Williams just all about his business. He didn't participate in the celebration in the end zone. So I thought that was an interesting take from a rookie who was obviously having a day himself. And I, you know, again, there's a little humility, I think, with some of these players, and you got to appreciate it.
Some of that, I think, and the fact that he is a rookie, and you know, I mean, just like Emmanuel Wilson forgot to keep the football on his first NFL touchdown and Josh Jacobs had to go track it down for him.
Right.
Evan Williams does seem like a football guy.
Yes.
And whatever that's worth. And maybe he forgot to go celebrate. Maybe he didn't get time because he was studying too hard on the game plan to work on his dance. I don't know. But I know I like him.
I do too. I really, truly do like Evan Williams. I think he's going to be fun with me. I mean, that whole backfield right now is a whole lot of fun on the defense. But as we talk about the offense, because that's where we should focus as well. Even though, I mean, it's been a really long time since we've been able to sit down and praise a defense for the Green Bay Packers like this, right? So I kind of keep wanting to have that conversation. But Jordan Love did a few good things out there yesterday, too.
I mean, time of possession, 36-35 to 23-25. 70 plays, 437 yards, zero sacks.
Yeah.
And I know some people are dogging a little bit. I hear this Josh Jacobs trying to nitpick. The fact of the matter, one of the statistics yesterday that I thought was really interesting, third and five or fewer, every one of them. And you wonder how you're converting third downs, the down in the distance. And I think Josh Jacobs, whether it's catching the ball, which he's proficient, three targets, three catches, 28 yards, moving the chains, or running it, I know whatever for 62 yards isn't going to turn a lot of heads, 18 for 62. But they ran 4.7 per carry, 179 yards on the ground. And Jacobs is kind of the guy that allows them to keep the defense honest.
Yep.
And when they miss tackles, they're going to pay for it. And he's ball secure. I got a knock on wood. Ball secure and all of that. And then Emmanuel Wilson, this is a pretty darn good one.
I love Emmanuel Wilson. And I remember last year, and I've said this time and time again on this show, in fact, I was very bummed last year when he had that shoulder injury, the same game that Aaron Jones went out of for a few weeks.
Yep,
because you could see that there was stuff starting to click there as a rookie. And then obviously as a rookie, when they have injuries like that, it sets them back sometimes. And I was so afraid that was going to happen with him. And sometimes in the Packers offense, especially Matt LaFleur's offense, when a guy gets set back like that because of injury, it's a really long time before you see him come back to the field because there is so many nuances and things, right? There's a lot of play action. There's stuff they have to know. They have to be able to block. And you know, as a rookie, those are things you have to learn. So I was really excited when they used him in the playoff games. And then, honestly, and this isn't a knock on A.J. Dillon because, you know, he's been a good Packer. I was actually, I don't want to say happy because I'm never happy when a player gets hurt. I was actually a little relieved that maybe he wasn't going to get as much playing time this year because I was excited to see more Emmanuel Wilson and less A.J. Dillon.
You would trust to the coaching staff that they would see the talent and make the wise, prudent decision right on which guy to go to more. But Emmanuel Wilson, you, me, any great scout or nobody who really cares much sees the explosiveness.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely
way more sudden than Dillon, and he's as reliable in the passing game as Dillon. And while we're talking about that, I got to give a shout out to Ben Sims. Hey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two catches on two targets, 38 yards, the 28-yard grab where he really, you talk about incredible focus. Now, what we talked about earlier, how the team rallied around Malik Willis.
Yep.
This was the first game I thought they, whether it was around Jordan Love or whatever, it was spot on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Really focused.
There were a couple moments yesterday in the game, too. Brooks, he was a surprise out there. Dude can block. And I know when they get Lloyd back, Brooks will probably go back to the practice squad. But it was exciting to kind of see him out there doing his thing as well. So that was kind of fun. And let's talk about the O-line, because this O-line just keeps getting better and better. And I know yesterday Josh Myers' injury came towards the end of the game when that Arizona defense was pretty much depleted at that point anyway, with injury, being tired. I mean, they'd been on the field for forever, especially when you look at the time of possession between the Cardinals and the Packers yesterday. But at the same time, Josh Myers goes down, and the formation for the O-line that I have been wanting since camp lined up out on the field. And I was like, oh, like, and again, I don't wish injury on anybody. And Josh Myers has been better this year, a lot better. I will give the guy some credit. But at the same time, I was like, oh, this could be the offensive line, and that would be really neat.
I know the feeling. I don't disagree, but I thought the Tucker Kraft push was nice.
Yep.
A little change up there, and I don't know what to call it. I'm trying to think of something to coin it, but I don't know.
I don't know. Packers push is what I heard the commentator say yesterday. It doesn't quite have the ring to it that the tush push does, though.
We got to work in Kraft and cheese, and I don't know if it's possible, but I'll work on it this week. Maybe.
And Tucker Kraft is just such a fun personality anyway, right? I mean, when you listen to him in interviews, he really, I think, would try to rip somebody's head off if the NFL allowed it, you know? And you got to love the attitude that he brings every single week. You know, and he got shaken up a little bit out there yesterday as well, but shook it off, got right back into the lineup. He knows what his role is right now, especially with Musgrave as banged up as he is. And probably, have they made that move? Has he been officially put on IR yet, by the way?
He is on IR for 4
Okay,
weeks, yes.
I hadn't seen that yet. So I wanted to double check. So,
hey, crazy stat line of the game. Yeah. Jaden Reed, 6 targets, 6 catches, 28 yards.
Love Jaden Reed.
He averaged 4.7 per catch, which is just ridiculously low, but I felt like he had a really good game because he had a touchdown.
He had a really great game.
It's nuts. I mean, there are many, many ways to do it. Dontavian Wick's injury.
Yep.
Not sure about the shoulder and what that'll mean for them going forward, but you feel like they've got a really full complement of receivers.
Yes.
And
And I did see that he talked to some Packers reporters after the game. It seems like it's just a sprain, nothing horrible, probably sidelining for a few weeks. But according to Wicks, talking to reporters and players, adrenaline and all that, it's always a little different once, you know, the medical staff gets involved. But
well, yeah, they're never, you know, I'll be
right,
back.
Right. But according to Wicks,
it appears that you've had your leg severed. No, that's correct. But I mean, I'll attach it here when we get done with the post game interview.
Right.
And I'll be back. Yeah, I'll be back to running a 4.3 by Tuesday.
According to Wicks, though, it was really sore, and it is a sprain, but he didn't feel like it was going to be anything long term. So we'll see where that progresses throughout the week as well. But I probably wouldn't expect to see him in the next week or so out on the field. And let's be honest, Christian Watson coming back after what looked like maybe a season-ending injury on the field a couple weeks ago. Dude's still really fast, by the way. I don't know if anybody caught that.
Yeah, 44-yard long catch and four targets, three catches, 68, the touchdown. That was really the backbreaker.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a wonderful player. You don't have to give him high volume to make him happy,
right?
Or to get a ton of big plays.
Yeah.
And again, the Packers today, 44-yard, 20-yard catch. In terms of some big plays, they did that again. So the special teams, we got a hit just real quick because Matt LaFleur after the game said, efficient in every phase. I beg to differ with the every. The return game, first, put Keyshawn Nixon back as a primary punt returner.
Right.
And let
Jaden
Reed be your guy that's your wonderful receiver.
Yep.
Okay, I know he's not your WR1.
Right.
But do you want Davante Adams returning punts? So let's be real about it.
Yeah.
Put Keyshawn Nixon. Give him a bigger role because, let's be honest, with Bullard coming as a slot corner, Nixon's looking for some snaps and a way to feel good about himself. So kicks and punts, let him do that. Say goodbye to Braden Narveson. I just think it's time. You have to really – I mean, I'd rather had Ryland, and you see him kicking. The Niners kicker, Jake Moody, the high pick got injured. They bring in a guy with Schnosky, or I'm not even sure what his name, and he has been perfect so far. What do you have to lose? And I posed a question before the game yesterday to our panel. I said, would you – if it didn't matter in the outcome and the Packers still won, and this actually happened, would you prefer that he miss two and be gone – or just one? So if he has one miss to that point, and he's got another shot, do you want him to make it or miss it? And they're, oh, no, make it. Okay. I don't know if they understood the question. But
I'm telling you, Max said the week before, he said it to me again yesterday. He's like, I hope he misses all of his kicks. And he's like, they still win in a blowout fashion. So and as soon as he missed the three-pointer, Max texted me right away, and he's like, yeah, he goes, he's not here for the long haul. We'll see. We'll see what they do. I mean, obviously, really good kickers are hard to find. I still can't believe that Brandon McManus, and maybe there is more to the story with him and his suspension from the NFL for that time. Maybe there's more to it. I don't know. But he's just kind of sitting there, and the Packers could use a good kicker, especially if you're serious about making a long run this season, right?
Well, I thought the big mistake Matt LaFleur made yesterday in the game was not letting Braden Narveson kick that field goal at the end instead of taking the knee just to give him practice.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yes.
But I'm sure there were some who had 47 and a half over or under going, kick it! He needs to practice! It's about them.
No, I will say this, too. How much of a heart attack did Matt LaFleur have when Jordan Love threw basically a block on a linebacker? Did Matt LaFleur did he crumble over on the sideline? Or how does a head coach handle watching his quarterback do that?
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. What's tougher to watch, the kicker or the quarterback throw a block? I don't know, Maddie. But it's nice to watch a 34-13 convincing win. Sets up nice for Houston, who looks like they're back to playing well yesterday, getting all over, putting up a ton of points. Quarterback being wonderful. And, you know,
that's going to be
McKinney's
a battle next week.
Over, but it's okay. It'll be a good game.
And that's going to be a battle.
Nice for the Packers. They get that win. Then you got Jacksonville there. Okay. You're not playing the Saints there. You're playing Jacksonville. And I like it. Coming to the lines before the break. And yesterday, it's just some really awful news for the Lions. Aiden Hutchinson went down, carted off, and air cast and all of that. So it appears that the Lions pass rusher extraordinaire and defensive MVP leader ahead of Xavier McKinney could be lost for the season.
Oh,
so
you hate to see that. You hate to
Hutchinson
see that.
With that, it's a big, big blow. But stay tuned on that. Otherwise, I mean, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a super fun season, and I think this is a really fun team. We've said that the last couple of seasons, and there's always ups and downs, right? But all in all, this is going to be a really fun team, and when you've got your full complementary of players out on the field, this is a team that can play anywhere against anyone, and I think it's good. It's good stuff when that happens. So with that being said, you and I will talk again on Friday. We will get ready